Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's live from Titans training camp. We've got the practice report from Koharski coming up in just a few minutes here. We'll begin the hour with him. But we begin this segment with Titans cornerback Adoree Jackson, friend of the show. He's filled in for Logan the last season a couple of times and crushed it with the Adoree Jackson show, in for the Logan Ryan show, and he joins us after practice today. What's up? Good to see you.
Good to see you. How you guys doing?
Great. We've determined this about you. We had a caller last week, and Chad can explain on the pronunciation of your name. Mm-hmm. Your first name was screwing it up. We felt like it was on purpose, but now whenever if a receiver beats you out here, we now say your name incorrectly. Yeah, on
he
purpose.
He called you Adoree Jackson, but he knew everything about you. He was going through your stats.
Yeah,
said you were going to be a breakout player. He was expecting big things from you, but he kept saying Adoree Jackson over and over. So we've decided that's your alter ego. Whenever you don't make the play, it's Adoree, and then it's Adoree the rest of the time. So it wasn't really you that didn't make the play. It's Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, that's like Deion Sanders. What was at the combine when he ran the 40? His alter ego. Yeah, that's mine now. Adoree.
How many people screw up your name?
Often, actually. Like when I used to go run track meets or we go play somewhere else. Sometimes I felt it was on purpose. I mean, it's not that hard, Adoree.
It's really not.
Yeah.
Well, you're also famous. That should help. Like by now, people should know how to pronounce your name.
So sometimes I think it's on purpose, but other times it's be like, whatever. I don't take any mind to it. I just feel like, I don't know. I just think you should know it. Adoree.
How good is this secondary going to be?
We got the potential to be great, and that's like a lot of secondaries out there with all the players that we have and all the things that we can do. And for us, it's not much to talk about. It's just to go out there each day and practice, to go out there and try to get better and better. And then when the games come, just let that be the proof. So for us, we're just working super hard during camp, working on the technique, the fundamentals, the nuances of the game. So when that time comes and they debate, you know, how good we are, it shouldn't be a question.
The individually, guys in that group are motivated, but I feel like collectively as well as a group, there is a motivating factor. Can you speak to that? What drives the group itself? Because there are leaders at every spot.
I feel like it's when you have a lot of players that want to be great and a lot of people who want to succeed very well, everybody as a group wants to be on that same level. And you have Jayon out there at the linebacker spot who comes out there and actually pumps us up and gets us ready to go. You know, a character out there. And it's always good to have competitiveness but to have fun. So when you mix those two together, I think that's what makes this group pretty special.
Jayon Brown has picked up a mic here at our broadcast
stand. I hope it's not on.
I just
on.
Came in to say hi. Shout out to my man Adoree locking stuff up each day and every day. I appreciate
that's
you.
That's very it. Generous. Thank you.
That's so nice.
We need to get Jayon on at
yeah,
some point.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a Bruin, so I'm surprised he said kind words to me.
Do you like his Instagram story posts? He goes around the locker room and does like fashion reviews. Have you seen this?
I think it brings a lot of humor. A lot of people have those same mentality or want to see what's going on in the locker room, wants to see how people act, and it makes us be viewed more relatable out there. A lot of people just think we're football players, we're superstars, we're mean, we're not normal people. So to have us joking around, especially Jayon being the character out there, that's pretty great.
Can you give us your fashion review of Taylor Lewan in the all-white suit, the Boss Hogg suit?
That was actually pretty legit. Once you figure out where he got it from, the theme, the Dukes of Hazzard, and for him to pull that off, which was pretty sweet to see, a nice clean suit to have. He went all out. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it well.
While we're speaking of things that are very white, I just talked to a high-level source who told me the big question about you in the locker room is whether your teeth are real or veneers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this a secret?
No secret. You love my teeth?
Huh?
You like my teeth?
Yeah, they're great.
Thank you.
They're whiter than the long suit.
No, of course not.
Real or veneers, though? That's what
real.
The guys are trying to find out.
He says they don't match my shirt.
They're real.
Yeah, your shirt is less white than your teeth.
So incorrect. I don't have toilet white teeth. I don't have the Gucci mans.
So Will Compton, fake. Adoree Jackson, real.
Hey, I seen Will's and...
He's got fake teeth?
Those are legit. I love them.
So you're a fan of fake teeth for the people that don't have...
I don't mind them. I love them. I don't care.
It's very interesting.
Did you see him on Twitter go after the guy? A guy made fun of his teeth and his mouth a few years ago, and he came back at him with a before and after picture, and he tweeted the guy who tweeted him years ago, making fun of to show him what his teeth look like now.
Well, I mean, look at him now.
Who's laughing now?
Exactly. He can just smile with the Chip Scarlocks and laugh in everybody's face.
Are we done seeing you on offense?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, the punt return and kick return is an offense aspect for me, so I don't think I'll be done. And in that sense, but to be able to go out there on the offensive side of the ball, I'm not sure, just going out there working on what they want me to work on the defensive side and getting ready to go.
Do you even know what to expect with kick return at this stage? I know the officials are here this week. You probably find out a little bit more on Thursday. What's your sense of it right now about the opportunity that is or isn't going to be there?
I think it's a little bit of both, the opportunity, and then it's more safe, you know, in a sense, trying to take away all the pounding and hitting that goes on, the double wedging. The loaded zone that you got to have, a lot of people in this zone, so it gives a lot of opportunity for the kicking team. But at the same time, it's going to be equal opportunities for each team, the return team and the kicking team.
Do you think there'll be times, do you have a feeling there'll be times when you guys need a jolt or you're behind that you'll be allowed to bring it out from further in?
I mean, I wouldn't see why not.
If one person takes one out,
and then they get that trust and belief in us, whoever is out there returning, and to see that we can't do something special with the ball, they may give us a little more room to wiggle.
Chad, did you ask him about the pronunciation of his name?
We did.
Yeah. What should I call you now? I'm all confused. Adoree?
You can call me...
call him sir.
It's not what your parents intended, that's for sure.
You call him Mr. Jackson, Paul.
Yeah, I like that. Mr. Jackson. Sir.
Adoree Jackson with us. You played in a celebrity softball game for CC Sabathia's charity this offseason,
right.
And J-Lo was there.
Yeah,
but you ignored her on purpose, I heard. Like, you wouldn't look her direction because you didn't want to be like...
What a strong move.
You didn't want to be distracted.
No, I just didn't want to just be staring.
You don't want to get burned? You don't want A-Rod coming over and saying, hey?
No, I didn't really care what he would have said. I mean, obviously, I looked and seen who it was, but then I'm like, well, that's it. I don't need to speak.
How'd you play in this game?
I had one hit, and it was almost a home run, but I ran all the way to third base, so it was pretty good.
One of your favorite NBA players was there, Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson, he played for the Chicago Bulls. That's why I like him a lot. And he's short and can dunk and play football. So he's a jack of all trades. Yep, been dunking since eighth grade.
How tall were you in eighth grade?
I probably was probably your height in eighth grade.
He's saying he's taller than you right now.
I think you're taller than me.
You said eighth grade. That's what I thought I was in eighth grade.
You were as tall as me in eighth grade.
I think I might have been Kafani Muhammad's height.
His memory lives up.
Hey, I was actually pretty Muhammad short. He actually has some bounce, which is pretty crazy.
Is that right?
I feel like a lot of short people can jump high. I don't know why, but they can.
Yeah, short people who make it to this level, or even for a cup of coffee, can usually jump.
What's the battles been like with this wide receiving core? I feel like... We were talking about this earlier in the show. This secondary is making this receiving core and Marcus better. This is the best secondary Marcus has practiced against in his career.
I feel like we're all pushing each other to get better, you know, day in and day out. They do a lot of great things release-wise, their routes, and we're out there, you know, playing and competing. So some days we look good, and other days they look good. And it just goes out there about competing and battling.
I hate to ask you about a catch made on you. I'm wondering, though, if right. and when you watched film of the catch that Corey made in that far corner.
Right.
I mean, is that as good a catch as has been made against you in practice since you've been here?
Yeah, probably the best catch I've seen. You know, it was tight coverage, contested it in the back of the end zone. It was a slot fade, and he one-handed it, which was pretty nice, you know, to see him, you know, go out there and compete. And then you got to give credit to Marcus for throwing a great ball. You know, credit to Corey for securing the catch and bringing it in. So, those two being on the same page, that was nice to see.
So, when you look at that on film, do you think, I mean, look, everybody did everything perfect there, and including me. They beat me on that one by millimeters or whatever it was.
Yeah, so it's all about trying to figure out what can you do better, you know, understanding.
What could you have done better on that play?
At the end of the day, probably been playing through his hands a little bit better, a little bit more. Reached with the right hand, the correct hand. I went with the wrong hand and played through him. So when you look at those, you understand, you know, just the nuances of the game, the inches. You know, if I would have went with – played through his hand or went through him, and Kyrie could have incomplete. But the way I played and trying to go for the pick and go for the ball, I ended up missing it, and he caught it.
Adoree, thanks for being good to the show, man. We enjoyed whenever you would fill in for Logan's show last year. And
yeah, we should make it the Logan and Adoree show. Logan, Adoree, Malcolm.
Okay.
The three amigos.
You have your people talk to our people.
Yeah, we need to call them back.
We need Logan to call them back.
The problem with three high-quality defensive backs on one radio show is that's three checks.
Hey, that's fine with me. We can be like the Migos of Nashville, and then we can bring in Byard, Rushmore.
We'll pay you in Reese's.
The Mount Rushmore show. I like that.
They got to be frozen, though.
Frozen Reese's. That's what we'll pay.
Frozen? No.
Reese's.
Cash.
Reese's.
Cash?
Cash.
Cold hard cash.
He's got enough Reese's.
Where the problem.
Big bucks, no whammy.
If you guys can split up that one check between the three of you, then we're all in.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll do it right now.
Give me some value menu food, and I'll be all right.
All right. You got a deal. That sounded like it was written in blood to me.
Oh, we always love when he's on, man. Adoree, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Oh, trust me, I will.